Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Derek May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jeff Conine. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ryan Miner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Figa. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doug Linton. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting second. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting third. The first baseman, Brian Daubach. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The DH, Butch Husky. Batting seventh. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting eighth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Trot Nixon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ramon Martinez. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Anderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Offerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Surhoff hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Offerman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Offerman hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis hits a pop-up into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Daubach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Derek May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Conine is hit by the pitch. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Miner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Garcia-Para hits a line drive towards third. Miner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-2. O'Leary strikes out. Two outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Husky hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hairston hits a line drive into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Figga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Figga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Figga. The throw from Hatteberg and he is out, Offerman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hatteberg hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin strikes out. One out. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Nixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Miner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Offerman is 0-1 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 0-1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 0-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bordick moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Bordick scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 1, Red Sox, 1. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 3-2. May is 0-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lewis is 0-1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Daubach is 0-1 in the game. Daubach hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garcia-Para is 0-1 in the game. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary is 0-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jeff Conine is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Conine is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conine strikes out. One out. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Miner is 0-1 in the game. Minor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Husky is 0 for 1 in the game. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Minor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Figga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Figga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Figga hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dauback settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Offerman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Offerman reaches second base with a double. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis bunts towards the mound. Linton fields it and throws to first for the out. Offerman moves to third. One out. Brian Dauback is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dauback is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dauback strikes out. Figga drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dauback out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia Parra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia Parra takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Surhoff moves to third. One out. Derek May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hatteberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Conin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Conin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Conin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Daubach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Conin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Husky is 0 for 2 in the game. Husky hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Doug Johns now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conin scoops it up and throws to first, with Johns covering, for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trot Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon is hit by the pitch. Valentin moves to second. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Offerman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johns fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Garces now pitching. Gene Kinsale pinch hits for Ryan Minor. Gene Kinsale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kinsale strikes out. Hatteberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Kinsale out. 1 out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston strikes out. 2 outs. Calvin Pickering pinch hits for Mike Figa. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pickering strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charles Johnson now catching. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Brian Daubach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Daubach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Daubach takes first base on ball 4. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garciaparra is hit by the pitch. Daubach moves to second. BJ Ryan now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. 1 out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Husky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Husky hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Conin fields the ball and throws to Ryan covering. Safe. Daubach scores. Garciaparra moves to third. It's 4-1, Red Sox. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bordick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bordick strikes out. Hatteberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bordick out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.